Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military. That was good. Our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can check us out on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out. See the different things we have over there. Okay, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Another day in the neighborhood, and here we are.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see here. We have got so much stuff to talk about. Let's just talk about this one for a minute and get this out of the way. President Joe Biden said yesterday it would be wise for Americans, other than essential diplomats, to leave the Ukraine amidst the Russian military threat.
Which really says to me that there's not a lot of U.S. support for Ukraine. Let's just send them a whole bunch of military gear and let them figure out how to use it and when to use it. And, you know, but the truth of the matter is that the United States has been military, has been training an awful lot of Ukrainians in war tactics.
They brought them over here, by the way. Mm-hmm.
We had them here for a while, but we have been over there actually since Russia took over Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like, did we send all this gear over there, and did we attach any kind of rules? Are there rules of engagement? Are we telling them you can't do this and you can't do that? Because remember, we sent them Javelin missiles during the, I think the Obama administration, late in the Obama administration, and told Ukraine you can't use them.
Yeah.
We sent apparently some more Javelin missiles, but it's like, okay, then what? So I think we have some harder questions that we need to be asking, and I haven't seen anybody necessarily do that. But for this administration to be saying, get out, tells us that we're not doing much in full support of Ukraine. And I haven't seen a lot of criticism of Putin and Russia in all of this. Mm-hmm. We just say we're working diplomatic channels. Well, what are we giving up on? What are we giving away? So yesterday you had the German chancellor at the White House, and It comes down to Biden once again repeating that if there is an invasion, there will be no pipeline. Well, the German chancellor didn't quite agree with that. So I think there's still some open issues there by a long stretch.
Now, CNN yesterday finally woke up and covered the trucker protests for the first time. Now, the claims standing up for freedom is supposedly a threat to democracy. That was one of the reports they gave. They also talked about the Ottawa judge who banned truck horns from honking inside the city, talked about the new Canadian Freedom Convoy fundraising page, which pulled in over $2 million on its first day. The Ottawa police chief was also saying that they are going to possibly call for the military to get them cleaned out of Ottawa, this, that, and the other. But the thing I noticed about them is they were cleaning up after themselves, number one, something the Liberals will never do. And they had the shovel and the brooms and all that sort of stuff. And it was really rather clean for where they were and what they were doing. I thought that was to be commended.
Well, I think that there's an awful lot that are trying to do the right thing. But once you have an event going on like this that has gotten global attention, I might add.
That's right.
You're going to end up with a bunch of other people in there that are counter-protesters. What's particularly fascinating is not only do we have Trudeau, but you've got other ridiculous liberals that are now comparing this truckers' freedom convoy to the January 6th thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
So they're calling them far right. And, yeah, anti-government, not anti-government extremists. So now you see where this thing is necessarily leading and why you have GoFundMe under the pressure, I might add, of Trudeau himself say to GoFundMe, figure out something, don't give him this money. Well, that caused a big, huge brouhaha.
Yes, it did.
And so you've got Give, Send, Go, which is the alternative platform. And I'm seeing some numbers as high as $5.4 million that have been raised.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these truckers, they want to cut off their fuel sources.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have it right, I think I have it right, that there are at least two
all right. Hold on, you're going to get cut off. You're going to get cut off. There you go, right there. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too.
The program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they have been insuring people for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office, G-E-I-C-O, or the website, geico.com, can tell you where your agency is, number one. Number two, they can give you a price quote right there, and they can tell you what it would cost for your car you're driving, your truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy with your motor vehicle. Now, when you do that, you're going to save some money. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And here's to saving money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Finish your thought there, if you would, please.
All I was saying is that there's a handful, at least two that I know of, and maybe more, of actual fuel trucks in the convoy. So donating fuel is really kind of not necessary because they brought their own. Now, I don't know where they are, what that inventory is, because they do, you know, they're still traveling, and in other places they're sitting idle. But, so I don't know that they necessarily need fuel. But, again, you've got a whole bunch of people out here that are comparing it to anti-government extremists. Well, the truth of the matter is that we should be, for the most part, anti-government, because government has, not only here in the United States, but obviously in Canada, they become so tyrannical, as we have witnessed in the last 2 years. They're into lives in controlling and managing behavioral tactics of virtually every citizen. So, I mean, they're way overstepping what government should be doing. So if you want to call them anti-government extremists, which I think is ridiculous, but if that's the handle they want to give it, so be it.
Right. Now, Biden has warned that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline will not be operational if Russia invades the Ukraine.
He said that yesterday while he was doing the dual presser with the Chancellor of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced that Germany is completely in on that whole thing. They are pretty desperate to have energy sources from Russia. And one of the interesting reasons is because they have gone full climate change, full green over there, to the point where actually under Merkel and now under this new guy, Schloss, whatever his name is,
mm-hmm.
they've given up nuclear power. So what are they looking for now? Well, they want to go to natural gas, very little oil, onshore wind, offshore wind, solar, and then what is known as biomass hydropower. So they still use some coal, but they're weaning themselves. So they've gone full, I would say, green over there. And because of these ridiculous, you know, decisions that began under Merkel and are continuing, where they have to be, they, Germany, have to be pro-Russia in order to have energy sources for natural gas, that's why they're in trouble. But they use about, I think natural gas is their fourth largest source of energy. So that's what they need from Russia. That's why they need the pipeline.
Okay, now California's indoor mask mandate will end next week for vaccinated individuals, according to Governor Newsom.
But the schools stay masked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
New Jersey is dropping theirs, I think, on the 28th. I'm going to get some of these dates wrong, probably. But all of a sudden, New Jersey, New York, California, a couple others have all decided to come out with some kind of declaration that they're slowly going to be ending these mask mandates. But I think there's still some distinctions. You know, the devil is in the details.
Mm.
And interestingly enough, this is happening on the heels of the truckers convoy in Canada and one about to be started here. So, they want it both ways, and this is what it looks like.
Now, the Senator Rand Paul has said that the Democrats have overplayed their hand and will lose the public over the COVID-19 mandates. They've gone way over their head.
Well, that's what I was just explaining.
Yep.
Are they going to call Rand Paul an anti-government extremist? Because he's actually saying and has been saying precisely what the truckers' convoy is about.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're libertarians, and so is he.
That's right.
All right. Now, in Arizona, the attorney general there, Mr. Brinovich, has issued a legal opinion declaring the border crisis an invasion under the Constitution, just like as if it was a declaration of war. I wonder what that's going to do.
Nothing, but he's right. This administration, this Biden administration, frankly, just doesn't care, and there's virtually no end in sight. They have not taken one step,
mm-hmm.
to slow the flow. And you got over 2 million, and it looks like we can have as much as 3 by the middle of this year. Going to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 million, where's the stop? So the big question is that when Kamala, I think she just came back from Honduras, what's the plan? What's the root cause? Well, we haven't heard her actually say. This is her second trip in some form or fashion. So what is the root cause? Well, she hasn't defined that yet. And if she's figured it out, or if this administration has figured it out, what are we doing about it? Nothing. And the truth of the matter is, I think that she's trying to find some U.S. corporations to make some investments into these countries. Well, wait a minute. The whole thing is now really comes down to a bigger conversation with Mexico. Because Mexico is people go into Mexico from all over the world, and from Mexico they come into the United States. So what do we do with Mexico, and how do we stop it? There has been virtually none of that discussion.
Now, the Dems have been struggling to keep the party on the same page. I'll explain. This is about the Defend the Police project, amongst other things. And the former New York PD commissioner yesterday said money is not the answer to the immediate problem plaguing the police departments. What is the answer?
Well, the answer is to get rid of all these George Soros district attorneys and to go to these judges and say, hey, you stop releasing, approving the release of these criminals. Anytime there's some kind of a case, it's got to go before a judge that approves it. And get rid of them. I'd have them impeached because they're not following the law either.
You know who Dr. Zha is?
It's not a matter of police.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly not enough of them. But the police are told you can't go on high speed chases. You can't go after criminals. I mean, did you see the whole thing that happened in the mall yesterday at one of the stores?
I did. It was in a grocery store.
In the shopping center, they were taking all kinds of things from these high-dollar stores.
Oh, I saw somebody shoot the place up in a grocery store.
And they just stand there and watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, security guard was standing back there. Anyway, here comes the music, so I'll have to let you go. We'll talk tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up there and stay out of the wind.
Okay.
All righty, Denise Simon. By the way, 91 below zero in Alaska yesterday. Want to complain about the cold? 91 below in Alaska. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The diplomatic channels have been busy between Washington and Moscow. President Biden met with his new German counterpart, Olaf Scholz, vowing that the crucial Nord Stream 2, Russia-to-Germany gas pipeline, will be blocked if Russia further invades Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with French President Emmanuel Macron for more than 5 hours. Putin says it's the U.S. and its allies the only ones talking invasion. Russia has been adding military power at the border with Ukraine. The Biden administration says the Kremlin could launch an invasion at any moment. Police in Richland, Washington, looking for a gunman who shot up the inside of a Fred Meyer store. The Associated Press says a white man with a handgun may have fled the scene after the shooting. One person is dead, another is injured. Police are asking residents to avoid the area. The Dow gained a point and a quarter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. And now, you're going to get a chance to hear more about them, and then I'll tell you where their campuses are and how to get a hold of them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy does have two campuses to take care of your training needs. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. The other one is just outside Boston, Massachusetts, in Concord, Massachusetts. But in either case, you can call them up on the phone, and you can ask to take the tour. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Pick the campus you want to go to, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. And you'll get a chance to not only talk to students, not only talk to instructors, but also talk to the people that handle the student loans. Now, if you are a veteran and you still have educational benefits left over, fine. You'll be taken care of. They'll show you how to do that, how to work your veterans benefits through there, and away you go. They'll also tell you if you're a veteran what you have left in the way of benefits, because maybe you don't have as much as you think, but they'll help you get all that you can and use them that way. But they also can help you get a student loan. Whatever it is, National Aviation Academy will work with you and try to help you with whatever you need. So, again, call them up, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass., the two campuses, and you can check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, the airborne infantry troops landed Sunday in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine, not on the border, but near it, on President Joe Biden's orders to deploy 1,700 soldiers there amidst the fear of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. What are they going to do? Not much. But these are technical troops. These are not just infantrymen being put in a position for whatever. These are people that are dealing with electronics, radar, computer. There may be some people in there with equipment able to jam some of the Soviets' communication stuff. We'll see. But that's what I've been told got dispatched in that area. Now, if that's true or not, we'll have to wait and find out. By the way, this is really getting embarrassing. Years ago, I was at Walter Reed, years ago, and they were having problems then. Now, this is the latest report. There's no hot water, no air conditioning, or doors with locks for the junior troops forced to live in the hellish Walter Reed base barracks. The problems aboard the Naval Support Activity Bethesda in Maryland have been going on for years, young sailors and soldiers say. Well, true, but I wasn't there that long. So, I don't know what the problem is there, but Walter Reed is supposed to be the creme de la creme when it comes to military facilities. They got to get this right. Got to get this right. By the way, no gunfire injuries followed the bombing to kill 13 troops in Afghanistan. Autopsies found that the injuries from ball bearings were the cause of death to each of the U.S. service members that were killed in the attack at Kabul in Afghanistan. There had been a report that there might have been a gunfight that ensued. That was not true. But still, just the same, what a shame. And the Afghanistan 13 will never, never be forgotten. Never. By the way, amongst the top risks to the critical Columbia-class ballistic missile submarine program is fragility in key parts of the industrial base. Now, additive manufacturing, better known as 3D printing, could fix that when it comes to parts, because that's what they might have to do to get some of the parts they need to make the repairs that are required. My, how times have changed, huh? Now, the United Arab Emirates has a THAAD missile system which intercepted a missile launched by the Houthi rebels a week ago. And I was watching the video to that, and it was amazing. It was amazing what that THAAD system can do when it took out that Houthi missile like it didn't even know what was coming at it. Unbelievable. So maybe we've done something good over there giving the UAE that system to help them out. By the way, in case you didn't hear, you probably heard it on the news. Russian bombers, two of them, capable of carrying nuclear warheads, have flown over Belarus amidst the Ukraine tensions the last 2 days in a row. Now, the flights followed similar patrols over Belarus, which borders Ukraine to the north. Russia, of course, is flaunting their muscles. Also, General Kenneth McKenzie, the CENTCOM commander, is saying there is a rare opportunity to integrate air and missile defense systems in the region, with much of the Pentagon's stated focus in the past few months, where they've been pivoting away from the Middle East to strategic competition with Russia and China. Now the most immediate and credible threats to the American homeland, they're still coming from the Middle East, from Russia, China, Iran, and friends. And General McKenzie says it gives us a rare opportunity to integrate our air and missile defense systems together. But we'll see what happens there. You probably already heard the news about the fact that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower that it likely intends to have in place by mid-month to give President Vladimir Putin the launching a full-scale invasion on the Ukraine. We'll see how that goes. The jury's still out on whether or not he's actually going to do that because of some other things that have come into fruition. Now, as the U.S. predicts, Russia could seize Kiev in days. Moscow calls the assessment scaremongering. Well, the one that said it was General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. So what is he trying to prove? With Milley, you don't know what you're getting. Now, as the war of words between the U.S. and Russia over the Ukraine continues, the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, was in Washington, D.C., talking with our people. They don't want any weapons. I'm not sure what it is they think they're going to do, but they do not want to get involved in this. So as far as I know, they're not. And the weapons and ammunition that Kiev has requested are currently being flown in to mitigate a decided Russian military edge and deter a possible invasion. A lot of Stinger missiles have made their way into the Ukraine. We'll see what that does to equalize the tanks on the ground. Okay, don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is coming back. And, Lawrence, I see your message there down in Sarasota. I'll try to get to it after the show and see what I can do. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America
Third
Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
All righty. Well, we had the break, and we had a liner run into another liner, which happens every now and then. But I want to tell you that this part of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Moss Acura, located over off Florida Avenue, which, by the way, they have, they're right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. You can go over there, you can check them out, see what they have to offer, and you will find out that that Moss Acura, especially the RDX, is totally redesigned. And boy, what a car it is. And check it out, see what they have to offer, take a look at the certified pre-owns, might be something in there you might want to see. And don't forget, you serve, you save, all active duty military, all veterans, all retired police and fire, as well as folks that are currently serving in the fire department and the police departments, and our church pastors, too, all get a discount over there. So that's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com. Check them out, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
We were just talking about oil off the air, but oil is jumping around right now. It's having trouble trying to get to a plateau and stay there. It keeps jumping up a little and jumping down, jumping up, jumping down. But right now, I guess basically we're at $92 a barrel, right?
Here, there, and everywhere. I mean, I'm looking at it, you know, right around 91 right now, as it continues to trade. Again, it's much, much higher than it actually should be if we had continued to do what we needed to do. So, you've got the geopolitical concerns that are still out there. There is the thought out there that some compromise with Iran is going to be reached soon, supposedly. Who knows? If that's the case, that might bring prices down to get more Iranian oil onto the market. But again, it's tough on many Americans at the pump. There's no doubt about that.
Well, let me explain where that's coming from. That's coming from France, because Vladimir Putin talked to French President Macron, and he said that he would consider a plan put forward by Macron if it can be accepted by the other parties involved. Don't know what it is, haven't heard the message, but that's all I know about it.
I mean, you got to put yourself in the Europeans' standpoint. I mean, they don't want to have any sort of, you know, war break out or on their doorsteps. You know, there's also the concern as well that, you know, if there was some sort of Russian invasion, you're talking about, you know, lots of refugees streaming into other areas of Europe, a lot of displaced people, and obviously they don't want that. I don't think that we're going to be anywhere near anything like that. I'm under the camp. I said, you know, gee, I understand and enjoy history and even, you know, understanding, you know, to try to get in the mindset of the Russian people. And, you know, I kind of see their point when it comes to continuing to add more and more nations to NATO right up onto their doorstep. So I get that. I think that there's a compromise that needs to be had when it comes to this thing. Mm-hmm. We have to reconsider NATO and, you know, what its purpose is. And is it something that is necessary? You know, again, this was a World War, post-World War II creation here to basically push back against the Soviet Union. We promised the Russians that we weren't going to add more countries to it. We continue to do so.
Now, I was at one of the military contractors near the airport last night. I actually made a wrong turn, and I had to turn around in their driveway. And normally, they're not working at night. And they were there last night, a full parking lot of people. They were there. I won't say who it was, but I was shocked to see that there was as many people there as they were. So apparently, the contractors are keeping very busy right now.
Again, there might be a contract that they got, something that needs to be done. I'm not sure. I mean, we could very, you know, speculate on reasons why the things that, you know, are up and running needed. It, you know, also could be because you've got CENTCOM there, you know, our ventures still in Syria and other places.
Yeah, well, I'll just say that these people specialize in electronics, and I'll let it go with that. Well, now, the Commerce Department has added 33 more Chinese companies to their red flag list.
I'm sure this has to do with data collection, storage. It's something that the Chinese do very, very well. You know, they have a social media app that's actually, you know, blowing Facebook out of the water right now in TikTok. So, you know, again, I'm surprised that they didn't, quite frankly, go after that one right away, and they allowed that one to grow in, you know, the data collection, the things that are taking place with that. So, again, you're trying to push back in regards to that, but it's almost like we're, you know, battling uphill all the time.
Well, Peter Thiel is, in fact, leaving the board of Facebook's parent company, Meta.
Yeah, he was one of the original investors back when the first thing opened. He made a fortune.
Right.
He got 10% of the company for $500,000. Not too bad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's deciding that he's going to leave. I guess he's going to be working in politics to try to get, certain candidates, elected.
Well, I guess we'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay, Pfizer has accumulated a big pile of cash because of their dealings with COVID. And it's opened a whole bunch of activities and opportunities for mega deals over there. Have you been following Pfizer at all?
Well, a lot of times these companies, when they have a successful or they get an influx of cash or whatever, drug they're putting out there. You know, they spend a lot of money, you want to call it a research capital expenditures to develop new drugs, or they also look to other smaller biotechnology firms and look to acquire them and the technology that they have, where they can help maybe speed the process along and bring the various different drugs to market. You know, the pharmaceutical industry is very much an industry that's intensive in regards to spending and investing. You know, most drugs that they start working on never make it to market. They never get to that past the stage three FDA trials. So there's a lot of money that needs to be spent to actually bring something to market.
Now, I normally don't pay attention to stories like this, but this was on the back page, and I said, well, I'm going to run it by you. Puerto Rican's governor yesterday announced a teacher salary pay raise of $1,000 a month.
Puerto Rico's had its problems in regards to its, you know, the pension issues that they've had there, and underfunded pensions, and, you know, leading to, you know, the situations taking place on the ground. I'm sure that there's probably been a wage freeze, for, you know, since that. I mean, that's been going on now for years. You know, there's gotten a little bit of relief, and maybe they're trying to appease the teachers right now that probably haven't gotten a raise over, an extended period of time. But I'm not that well versed on that story.
Joe just sent me a message via the chat room, by instant messengers. He's saying, Captain, Russian tensions, the weather, winter weather has all combined to send gas prices through the roof.
Well, I think it's, you know, you could say that it's winter weather. You can say Russian tensions. You can also say the fact that we don't put pipelines up and we decided to go in the opposite direction of being energy independent. I think that this is something of our own doing. I'm not blaming the Russians, mm-hmm. and I'm not blaming weather on it. I'm blaming on the fact that we can't get out of our own way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got one more for you here. A judge has now ordered the United States to pay more than $230 million in the Texas church shooting where that Air Force guy, I guess he was a little bit tilted or warped or there was something going on there, went into that church and just shot the place up.
Yeah, I saw the headline this morning. I didn't read the story. I didn't, you know, understand the reasoning behind the ruling. I've got to look further into mm-hmm. it. Maybe more about this than I do. I just saw the headline.
Yeah, and I forgot about this one here I wanted to mention. Now, Joe Rogan, Spotify wants to give him $100 million and step up his program and all that stuff, but he's not going to get $100 million. That's what the budget is that's going to be allocated. He's going to get a portion of that. So in the meantime, the Rumble CEO comes out and says, well, hey, Joe, I want to pay you $100 million to you personally, and then you come to work for us.
Spotify already had a $100 million deal with Joe Rogan to have him come over and he put his stuff on his platform. They were saying they could spend $100 million on various different, you know, woke groups out there, marginal groups. Rumble wants to put all of his back life.
Okay, got to make you wonder who's got all that money. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Who does have all that money? It's kind of screwy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.